Blog Talk Radio.
Bye.
Oh, let me do that all over again. I was on mute again. I was so busy jamming. Good evening. This is the Listening Room DC. I'm your host, Priest Alica. Yeah, respect yourself. That's how we're going to start this year's session, another musical therapy session for young people and old, if you make it to be old. Learn to respect yourself. That's what we're going to start it off with tonight. Uncut, next 30 minutes. Tune in. This show is especially for you, if you're ready.
Bye. Get it right. feel so good together. It's so good together. Oh, and get it right. It's so good together.
Hey! apple, scars embedded like tattoos. Ghetto love, protection from what's coming at you. Keeping our heads up, maintaining self-esteem, and reminiscing on the Harlem night scene. We used to party all night. We used to hang out all night like it was alright. Hoping we all might make it through, doing what it takes to do to keep it true.
I like to reminisce about the night we kissed. It was somewhere in Harlem. The nights were hot and bright. You could treat your honey right. Cause still the other would burn all night ahead.
Yeah. bathroom kit, your personal care kit when traveling. The best solution for personal care when using public restrooms. When nature calls, the restroom kit was created to be used in any restroom away from your home. Each kit includes an oversized seat cover with rear pocket to support stability and alignment, 1 yard of 3-ply toilet paper, hand wipe, and flushable tush wipe. Small enough to fit in a purse, pocket, your backpack, or car travel kit. Go to therestroomkit.com. That's therestroomkit.com.
This is the Listening Room DC. I'm your host, Priest Alica. That was me going to find a 9-minute song that the artists cut in half because they understood that nobody would play a 9-minute song. Now, the artist just happened to be Luther Vandross. So he went out and got Precise, the rapper, and did 4 minutes and 30 seconds on the song. That's what he did. So he was so hype up in it, he called Guru. You know Guru. He called Guru and said, yo, come get 5 minutes in on this thing. So Guru jumped in on the thing with him. Bless Guru for doing all that work where he did. So this is what I was saying to the younger artists. We did the music so everybody can get a piece of it. So the music would play forever and ever and ever. That's all I was saying. I wasn't trying to start a fight or be a nothing. I just want to be loved. Can I get some loving? I can't get no loving. All right, you only come out at night anyway. I know that's what your problem is. You waiting for nighttime. But it's all right. I got you. You only come out at night. It's for you.
Yo, man, what are you doing? What's up, man?
Thank you. Kings on top.
Oh.
Oh, man, we should do something about this.
Man,
yeah,
we
got to go get Bob. Man. We got to check
him. We got to help him out.
Yeah.
Yes, indeed. This is the Listening Room, D.C. You are my everything. Yeah, that's what it is. JP finally got around here to the office. JP, are you around, JP? I don't know. System hoax. You around, bro? All right.
Yeah, I'm,
you here?
I'm in the building.
All right, bro. I done burned two splits waiting on you, bro.
Yeah,
nah, that's all right. I ain't complaining. I know I tried to keep you calm the whole time, bro. You know what I'm saying? Hey, but guess what? You're the Staples Singles, right?
Oh, for sure.
Oh, for sure. Okay, good. I found this song just for you.
All right.
I gotta find it. Where did that thing go? No, don't do that to me, man. Don't. I found it just for you, man. This is a good question. Here you go. Check it out. Staples Singles.
When will we be paid for the work we've done? When will we be paid for the work we've done?
We have worked this country from shore to shore. Our women cooked all your food and washed all your clothes. We picked all your cotton and laid the railroad steel. Worked our hands to the bone at your lumber mill. I say,
when will we be paid for the work we've done? When will we be paid for the work we've done?
We fought in your wars in every land to keep this country free, y'all, for women, children, and men. But any time we ask for pay alone, that's when everything seems to turn out wrong. We've been beat up, called names, shot down and stoned. And every time we do right, someone say we're wrong.
When will we be paid for the work we've done? When will we be paid for the work we've done?
We have given our sweat and all our tears. We stumbled through this life for more than 300 years. We've been separated from the language we knew, stripped of our culture. People, you know it's true. Tell me now,
when will we be paid for the work we've done? When will we be paid for the work we've done?
When will we ever be proud
for
of my country, Tennessee?
This is the Listening Room, D.C. I'm your host, Priest Alica. I'm over here with J.P., trying to get J.P. a little something, something, something. What do you think, J.P.?
That's a serious cut right there.
Yeah, man, the Staples Singers put that out, man. 1973.
I'm surprised nobody sampled that intro. That intro was a whole hip-hop song in itself.
They ain't hanging out with me, bro, I told you. That's why the artists come hang out with me. A&R, baby. I'm going to show them what they don't know. I don't care about what you know. I'm going to show you what you don't know. And then you work.
Right.
And you work from there. That's it. You know what I'm saying? You got to work from there. But that's what it is, JP. I figured I'd bring you in on that one. And since you like baritone singers, right, I would have dug up somebody just for you. One of your favorite people.
Oh, yeah. That's my range right there, the baritone beat. That's my range right there.
That's you? Okay, well, see if you can get this right here, man. See if you can get some joy, man. Check this out.
All right.
Thank you.
your eyes, baby. I look into your sexy eyes, baby. Your love refreshing is good to me, baby. There's no other place I'd rather be, baby. What a way to start each day. Everything I think I want just comes my way. Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. 'Cause you're my joy, you're everything to me. And you show me how through a life can be. Lips to lips, heart to heart.
Listening on DC, I'm your host, Priest Oliver. JP said he liked to sing like that, so I went and got him some music.
My man Isaac
Come
Hayes.
On, JP. Ah, there you go, JP. You in the classroom. You in the classroom.
And I heard a break in there. And I heard a break in there that somebody stole and turned into a song.
Oh yeah, well they appropriated. We didn't use the word stealing. You know,
okay.
So they appropriated.
Okay.
Yeah, it's just appropriate because look, good music is hard to find. Good music hard to find. So I'm not saying the generation just clipped pieces and did what they wanted to do. I'm just saying it's a thing called respect due. And when you got respect due, then everybody is proper. When you got respect due,
absolutely.
You know, but people ain't got no respect, so we like, yo, let me
yeah,
let me pull
you somebody's
back.
Music. If you're going to use somebody's whole bridge or something, you need to compensate them.
You ain't got to compensate them. That's what James Brown told you. That's the reason why James Brown.
James Brown should have been the richest man on the planet.
No, man, listen, he was. He missed the point. You got to catch the heavens, man. Catch the heavens. You ready? You ready to catch
it?
See, we as a people, we were taught to focus on material wealth, okay? Like the Indians, we saw the mirrors and the trinkets. We say, oh, wow, we went after all of that. When in fact, we are the creators of anything that's called anything. We created anything
right.
that we needed. Anything
right.
from nothing, we created it. So that made us closer to God because we always created from nothing, okay? So people
yeah.
always came by and Skyped us, took a little piece and that and all that, and that's cool. And they ain't give no respect to until we got a country built where they do not respect the people who built it. Okay, fine.
Right.
Now, the people who built it are looking for compensation. And I'm saying to the people that's looking for compensation, I'm not waiting for no guy to pay me. Get in the wrong position, watch I get it. That's how we're doing it
right.
now. It's called Do America. I do America better than anybody.
Do America.
Yeah, that's my new T-shirt. They can steal that one, too. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
So somebody will.
Man, I want to take it because, see, James Brown, he had the formula, man. He put together a whole cadre of people, right, that every individual in the band became somebody, all just by
Absolutely.
Playing and hard work. Because James Brown
Absolutely.
Was known as the hardest working man in show business. So
show
since he
business,
was the hardest
huh?
working man in show business, so his band had to be the hardest working people in show business.
In show business,
they had to
right.
be in show business. So now this other stuff that people got going on is not show business. It's just whatever it is. I don't know. I ain't really get the joke yet. You know what I'm saying? But, hey, I'm going to just say this out.
They said they would leave a concert, James with his band, going to the studio, cut a whole album after already playing for 4 hours.
Yeah, because, see, the music was already in them. See, they was getting the music out. Because, see, the people was getting the fresh thing.
Yeah.
Pass the peas, get the fresh thing. You know what I'm saying? So while you getting the fresh thing, it just kept on moving, man. It got funky. Make it funky.
Yeah.
You ever heard that, too? Okay, that's why the music was 9 minutes long. That's why the music was 7 minutes long, 15 minutes long, because we didn't stop playing music because your ticket ran out. You had to go home. You had some other place
to
go. We was
going
to we going to the next spot, get our music on. You can come and hang out if you want to.
Yeah.
It ain't my business if that's what you want to do. But look what happened, man. I got to go do something for a minute. Let me know if you ever cross your mind, man. Ever.
Memories in my head.
Listening room DC. I'm your host, Priest Alica. I'm giving JP a little range over here. Get his voice out. I heard JP sing like that before too. What do you think, JP?
Oh, yeah.
Well, I heard you sing like that before.
Was that because he?
Nah, man, that was George Howard.
Oh, tricker. Same trick.
Yeah, man, be honest. Yeah. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Somebody had to play the horn while you played the piano.
Exactly.
Cause she said that, you know what I'm saying? Yeah,
exactly.
See, I tell you, we all played together, bro. I have no other way to explain to people that we grew up in segregation, okay, for real.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
since we did, we didn't have no other choice but to play together and be the best that we could be for each other. We didn't have time to argue
right.
with you because arguments did not work inside the music. It didn't. And if you didn't write a song, or if you didn't have the right cipher or the right talk, we didn't even play with you or bother with you or even talk to you. Because we
mm-hmm.
had stuff we were always doing. We got stuff we doing, man. You know what I'm saying? But anyway, I went out and I said, I got JP tonight. I'm going to get him tonight, right? So I went out and saw, yeah, man, because you my new student. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to practice
right.
on you. All right? Yeah, because if I could practice on you after 17 years, I must get. Let me get a little practice there. You know what I'm saying? All right.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Here goes some music for you, man. Children of the Ghetto, man. Check it out.
All right.
That's for you, JP. Join in if you want, JP.
I'm not sure what the background
was saying. You say, JP? I couldn't hear what the background was saying. I was enjoying those harmonies, though.
But it was nice, right? Children of the Ghetto, man. A little barely, man.
Oh.
You were here when you played it back. You were here when you played it back. Don't worry.
I was like, whose falsetto was that? Like, I felt like I knew it, but I was like, I couldn't. Phillip, of course it's Phillip Bailey. Good Lord, man. Of course it's Phillip Bailey.
Sorry, man. It's called the listening room for a reason, bro. We listening.
Wow.
To put the best texture, the best music, the best everything you could do. Whether it's jazz, hip hop, funk, whatever, we're looking for the best you got. So if you got the halfway best, go get that to some other guy. They'll play your music, I guess. Because I got to listen to your music to actually play it. You know what I'm saying? So if I don't listen to it, definitely not going to play it at all. You dig what I'm saying?
Right.
Mm-mm, not going to happen. But anyway, man.
Wow.
How you like it so far, man? We good? We good so far?
Oh, man. Yeah, I'm so shocked that was Phillip. I'm not shocked, but I was definitely feeling that song. I'm like, I don't think I ever heard that. But, yeah, that's definitely a hit, obviously.
Yeah, because, like I said, the music that I perform, see, I'm a performer artist, JP, and when I met you, I had stopped performing. Just little sprinkles here and there. I stopped performing.
Right.
Because I don't go to the studio, like a youngin' told me today. He said, you are definitely not a studio artist. I said, no, man, I'm the dude you take on tour with you. Okay? I'm that guy, right. I'm that guy you take on tour because I'm going to play the music just the way you want it. Just the way you want it, not the album thing. I'm going to play the way you want it, okay?
Right.
I'm going to make the crowd go, And when that's all the audience need the drummer to do. When the drummer lock it in the pocket, it's over, huh? The
it's
music
gone
clear.
Yeah.
Gone clear. But hey, I'm going back out shortly. You know what I'm saying? Because I was talking. I was trying to call you, but you didn't answer the phone. I guess you was busy.
Oh, yeah.
So I called a friend, right? And I said, what's going on, bro? He said, Priest, you ain't going to believe it, man. I said, what's going on? He said, you know that music I'm working on? I said, yeah. He said, you ready? I said, I'm ready, man. I said, because I'm thinking he got a job for me to go do this drums, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, for this song. I'm ready to go play the drums for this song. And no, man, he got Dennis Chambers in the living room.
Big D.
He got Dennis Chambers in the living room. So I was like, man, I ain't even mad, bro. I am not mad that you got the boss to come and play the music for this woman. You know what I'm saying? Marvel
mm-hmm.
King got some new music coming out. So you look out for Marvel King. Dennis Chambers is on the drum. So I ain't telling you the music because you don't know and I don't know. But I ain't mad at nobody, man. That's one job I don't. I want to listen to that job right there, bro. I want to listen to that job right there.
Yeah.
So that's the type of stuff I called you about the other night. You know what I'm saying? I was like, yo, man, let me get JP excited because we got the links,
yeah.
Bro. We just got to go ahead and put that work in. And, you know, it's that time of the year. That time of year to get that work in. So I'm back. I'm doing my thing. And this one right here is for the young lady who likes to make me smile. That's all she does. She just makes
all
me
right.
smile, man. So I want to give her this song, man. Yeah, man.
I hope you find in me Brother Bill.
You know that voice anyway, don't you?
You know, one of my professors back in the day, he was talking about how when you listen to, like, Beethoven, for instance, like, he takes stuff like, basically, when you put all these songs, all his music together, it's like he was composing the same piece the whole time with just different movements. And, like, that's kind of how I feel listening to people like Bill and certain cats. It's like, it's the same vibe, but it's there. That's their thing. Kind of like those composers. It's like, it's Bill, you know what I'm saying? The groove may be a little slower, a little faster, a little funky, you know, a little more jazzy. Because I know he got some jazzy type stuff too, but it's still, once he starts singing, like, there's no mistake. You know what I'm saying?
Signature. See, it's a signature. Absolutely. Voice. We had signature instruments. That's why we got instruments named after us and all that stuff. Signature. We became
Absolutely.
Signature people. So now signature people are treated different than the mass of people. Okay. Sorry, I let the cat out of the bag, but that's
true. He definitely treated different. Him and a lot
okay.
of other folks definitely treated different.
Okay. So now they had the opportunity to see things that we weren't allowed to see as a mass of people. So they would write the music to let us know, yo, this is what's really going on, for real. And you'd be like, what?
Yeah.
Nah, Bill, nah. And then you go out and you'd be like, oh, Bill got that going on. So Bill
yeah.
became a phenomenon because he could write jazz, southern jazz. He wrote hip-hop. All the music, just like Miles Davis. They created
right.
six genres of music apiece. So it's not like no young person came and created something. They came and took a bit and piece off of everything. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So we want people to get that respect back in their mouth, you know?
Yeah. I was checking out the documentary. I think it was, I don't know, a few years back, maybe 10 years ago. I don't know. But, you know what I mean? He was an old man or whatever. I think, I don't know, 70-something. But the industry was still waiting for him. They were like they were interviewing. I think they interviewed they might interview Clarence, the Godfather, but they definitely interviewed his guitar player, and he was like, yo, man, you know, basically everybody's like, yo, they just wait. He could come back anytime he wanted. He just don't feel like it, man. Like,
Did you get the joke?
Yeah.
You got the joke, right? Okay, cool. Now, that's the position that some of us reach in our lifetime. We just didn't feel like it no more. So
like
people
it, yeah.
did all type of. Yeah, people said, you can go get all this, and you can do all this, and you can do all that. But I said, I do not feel like it. They said, but you broke. You this. Yes, man, I'm totally broke. I'm disenfranchised. I'm everything.
Right.
I'm everything that you think I am. But guess what? I don't feel like it.
I still don't feel like it.
No, I feel like it now. See, that's the whole point of me doing my music.
Yes.
Okay,
yeah.
Because I'm training the
yeah.
youngins to come do what I want done. Okay, I'm training them on to do what, because you got some young people that can play these instruments. I mean, for real, bro. I got a little kid down the street. This little dude, 9 years old, man. This dude is home,
uh-huh.
man.
Speaking of
Speaking of bands, really? that picture that cat took of you and the tribe, man, that joint's tough. That
me and
the
tribe.
Whole album cover. Your sons and your daughters.
People be walking up to me and taking pictures, man. They'd be like, yo, can I take your picture? I'm like,
album cover, man.
But that's what I'm telling people. See, I'm going to make you famous now because I'm coming back out in the public. So people are like, can I take your picture?
That picture is tough as shit. Excuse my language.
I'm like, yo, man, just Instagram me and just keep it 100 and we'll do what we do. So, you know, I'm doing me. I'm in D.C. I'm just trying not to be troubling people. That's it. I'm minding my business.
That's an album cover, man.
You like that work, man? Well, I'm working on somebody doing flyers for me right now, and they don't really want to do it the way I want it done, but I'm coming with that type of flyer right there, me and the crew, you know what I'm saying? But anyway, JP, that's enough about me, man, you know what I'm saying? can you keep me coming back for more, JP? Can you keep, all right, don't worry about it. The Brothers Johnson, man, they gonna make you come back.
Introducing the Restroom Kit, your personal care kit when traveling. The best solution for personal care when using public restrooms. When nature calls, the Restroom Kit was created to be used in any restroom away from your home. Each kit includes an oversized seat cover with rear pocket to support stability and alignment, 1 yard of 3-ply toilet paper, hand wipe, and flushable tush wipe. Small enough to fit in a purse, pocket, your backpack, or car travel kit. Go to therestroomkit.com. That's therestroomkit.com.
That's the way I live my life. I give it my all. I think that a person should really make up his mind what he wants to do, and when it is made up, he cannot fail at it. The basic rule to success, I think, is when the going gets tough, that is a positive signal to keep charging.
This is the Listening Room DC. I'm your host, Police Officer. JP, do you disagree or you agree with that saying or what, JP?
100%.
I got JP on board while I reset this
keep
board.
Keep moving.
Keep moving? Yeah, man. I tell you. Yeah, man. It's this young lady, man. I just see her smile. Every time I see her smile, it's just like, I just got to see her at a certain time just to see that smile. I'm like, yo, her smile is tenacious. It's like, yo, as you can see, she up to something. I don't know what she up to, JP. You know what I'm saying? But I know she up to something. And I'm like, you know what? I like your smile. So you my inspiration for right now. Okay?
Right.
And she's like, okay, I'll be your inspiration. You know what I'm saying? I don't know how much it's gonna cost, you know what I'm saying? But hey, sometimes you gotta pay the cost
right.
to be the boss.
Right. Be the
I don't
boss.
Know. I ain't trying to be the boss, man. I'm trying to tell you. Some said, nah, man, oh man. You know what? And we were talking about the other day, right, on the Listening Room Philly about the nine minute songs, right?
Oh yeah.
I was researching it, right, and you know, Luther did a song with some artists, right? And I said, I'm going to show JP exactly what I'm saying. So I did it at the beginning of the show, but I thought it necessary to bring it back to you again. You know what I'm saying?
All right.
And check this out. Check this out, man. This is Luther and Precise, man. Check it out. Check it out.
There's a party in Harlem.
Come on.
She really turned the love. had to go with my crew from BMW. So my daddy's Cadillac, he had the sunroof top with the diamond in the back, jacked the ambiance, the place, the renaissance, the front and nonchalant, up in the restaurant. What you really, really want? He grabbed by the clutch, precise and blunt, with this and never too much. The such a low blow, high was natural, the thugs were no show, and drugs were no-no. The only thing that they were shooting was pool. Well, all them nights were right, the party was cool.
I'm your host, Priest Alica. I'm asking JP, have you ever heard that before, JP? Ever?
I never heard that extended version.
That's not extended.
Oh, snap. I don't remember hearing that.
No.
I definitely know that.
No, man, that's not the extended version. That's what I was saying to you the other day. See, we played music for 9 minutes straight, right? So now, like DJ Sincere said, nobody's going to play it on the air. So Luther knew that. He knew that. So he cut the song down to 4 minutes. He cut it down to 4 minutes, okay?
Right.
And then, since they did it live, the live performance, right, they did it at a place called Sylvia's, right? You got to go research all this stuff, right? So that's why you heard Charlie Wilson and different people in there singing. Everybody just came up on stage and did it together, okay?
Okay.
So then they didn't have enough. So the song kept on going past 9 minutes, right? Here goes the next part of the song. You ready?
All right.
Here you go. Don't worry about it.
In the Big Apple, scars embedded like tattoos. Ghetto love, protection from what's coming at you. Keeping our heads up, maintaining self-esteem. And reminiscing on the Harlem night scene. We used to party all night. We used to hang out all night like it was alright. Hoping we all might make it through. Doing what it takes to do to keep it true.
I like to reminisce about the night we kissed. It was somewhere in Harlem. The nights were hot and bright. You could treat your honey right. Cause Sylvia would burn all night.
Uptown, you know the spot, nightlife, where this player's game is quite tight. 125, where my name's inscribed, sparking trees, avoid the felonies, keeping it live. Heading for the riches, straight to stardom. Can't forget the struggle though, Brooklyn to Harlem. Dapper dance, shows at the Apollo. Harlem days, summertime, it's my rhyme you follow. And through the pain we held on, with more to obtain, more to gain, and can't dwell on. Bad vibes and sad lives we encountered. Take care of self and family, that's what it amounts to. Inhale, so you can feel this realness. The New York sound, down with more cats than feelings. Steal this, yeah, some they may wanna. You can't duplicate the great, I make it warmer. Just like the Harlem streets, we all know. We're coming up, this time we all blow. We all grow, each one's gotta shine. A better life, that's what each one's gotta find.
DC, I'm your host, Priest Alec. I do this thing for real, JP. I do it for real, JP. This is not for fake. It's for real. You hear me, JP?
I never knew Guru was on the track with Luther. That's crazy.
I told you we all work together. Y'all don't get the joke. See, everybody figured out that you had to merge with us old people to get your music out there, and your music stayed relevant because you kept getting a paycheck by hanging out with us, because old people gonna make sure we get ourselves paid. We ain't playing with y'all at all. We gonna make sure we get paid, because it's business, and business about profit and all that stuff, so we ain't gotta teach you that. We just gonna do that around you. We're gonna do the business around you. So now, when we used to go out in the club as performing artists, we go from club to club. Okay, so sometimes as a drummer, I go with this band, and I'll leave out because I got another gig in 30 minutes at another place. So I got to go jump on somebody else's kit, and I got to remember all their songs, which I don't remember because I just came from a concert. So I'm in the car listening to somebody's music, 30 minutes away, listening to 30 minutes of their music. The rest of it I got to make up as I'm on stage. So when you get good at it, people call you, be like, come on, man. I just finished the gig. Come on, man. Come on. We gone, bro. And we stay up all night doing that. So me in particular, like that song, Nights in Harlem, right? That song was more than 20 minutes long, bro, with different artists on it. I just picked those 3, 4, 5, 6 artists. Because the song was all night long, man. When you go to Harlem and you play that music, that one groove go rock you all night. And you got Guru. You got Precise. You got Charlie Wilson. I mean, there's so many people I can name on that album. Everybody up in the club. And like he said, Guru said, we all trying to get on. So we trying to make the music the pop. It's going to pop because it got me in it, you in it, him in it. It got everybody in it. So somebody going to bite the music. Somebody biting, bro. We getting paid. Man, on top of everything. So, yeah, I just went and did that for you, JP. I figured that you would want to know that I am becoming a professional at this thing. And it is what it is, bro. I do the thing. So, yo, that's what I'm doing, man. I got a few minutes left. I got to shout out my man, Don Blackman, man, because Don, he put some music out. Don played with Parliament Funkadelic on several occasions, right, with Bernie Worrell on keyboards. Yeah, man, you got Man, do your research, oh, man. Mr. Raw, hang out with Don Blackman. You got to go hang
out
with Don.
He left that part
out,
though. He ain't say nothing about no P-Funk.
Man, you got to go do the research on yourself, right? Be like, I know this guy. Like, I know a lot of people. I can't go call out their whole repertoire unless I, you know,
right.
I need to. I mean, like, yo, this guy did that. He did that. He did that. But that's about the business at that point, right?
Absolutely.
Right? Okay, this is just a radio show, and I'm just doing research so my listeners can understand. Like, yo, all these people play together, bar none. Go read the credits. You might have to go buy the album. Don't download it. Go buy the album. You might spend $270 on the actual album. But, hey, it's worth it. Get the credits off of it. Yeah, man. It's My Heart's Desire, JP. Check it out.
All right.
Bye.
Yeah, we back here on the Listening Room DC. I just wanted to let all the young people know that, you know, I'm in it with you, man. I'm in it with you. I'm in it with you. You my heart's desire, Don Black. Man. I'm in it with you, JP. I ain't against you. You know what I'm saying?
Don Blackman, that boy.
Ain't it? Funky, ain't it? On top of that thing. You had a drummer on that foot. I'm trying to tell you, man, look at the credits. See who in the music. And then you'll see where Palmer Funkadelic drummer in there. You know what I'm saying? Horn player in there. Everybody in there. Because we had to eat. Segregation wasn't a joke. And we've been telling people for the longest time, oh, listen, man, I'm just telling you, just don't do it again, man. Whatever y'all was doing, just don't do it again. No opponent, man.
Of us all.
Yeah, this is Listening Room DC. I'm your host, Priest Alica. My son Julian said, whatever y'all do, decide, don't do it again. Moret said, don't do it again. Penny Jane said, don't do it again. Whatever you're thinking, don't do it again. JP, you there?
Please don't do it again.
Whatever you do, just don't do that part again. We got DJ Sincere popped up over here. He got something hot going on tomorrow night. I know he can't wait to tell us what it do, what it do, what it do.
Yes, gentlemen, what it do, what it do. All right, Priest, JP, you know, just popping in before, you know, gets too late before the end of the show. You know, just over here laying in the cut, enjoying the good music, enjoying the good conversation. You know, so I just wanted to pop in real quick. Now, as far as tomorrow goes, we got another guest that's going to be in the building, another young lady that's going to be in the building. Actually, a very young lady. She's only 16 years old, new upcoming artist, emerging artist, goes by the name of Janila. I hope I'm saying that right. Janila Marie. All right, and yeah, she got a hot song, so she'll be in the building tomorrow, and we'll be talking with her and playing her new single.
That's what's up. Got the young people showing up. Independent artist, best friend. You earned the title. Wear well, my brother. Wear well. That's
thanks,
what's
sir.
Up. What? You went and got you a 16-year-old artist? Uh-oh. Well, it's about to blow up. It's about to blow up in the dirty basement here tomorrow night. 5 to 7. Y'all make sure y'all there. It's about to be hot up in here. And have y'all best behavior too, all you grown folks. But you better have your best behavior on.
That's right, that's
thank
right.
You, sir. Yeah, right. I put that disclosure on there because some people don't know how to behave themselves. Tell them, JP. Tell them, get it right. Get it right.
Get your mind right.
Get your mind right. You got to do it. Hey, but guess what? We get ready to tune out. We're going to thank everybody for joining us tonight on the Listening Room DC. I'm your host, Freestyle Liquor. JP3 is in the cut. DJ Sincere is getting his music ready tomorrow night because it's about to be a blowout show. It's about to happen. I'm going to say good evening to everybody. Miss Diane Reed is going to testify on our way out the door. Peace, sound, and be safe.
I think that there's a time in your life when you realize that whatever it is that is eating you, whatever it is that you're running from, whatever it is that you're afraid of, you just have to stop, take a deep breath, turn around, and face it. Face it. Stick your arms out as wide as you can and embrace it. Hold on real tight. You see, the tighter you hold on to it, the smaller it gets. And you just embrace it and embrace it until you find yourself embracing yourself. Then you can move on with peace of mind and all that stuff. Just leave it behind. Sometimes you won't understand why life is the way it is. Things don't always go the way you plan them. But I believe God and time are synonymous. And through time, God reveals all things. carried me to safety, knowing that I go back to the same place again and again. Lord, no one could ever love me the way that you do. In spirit, mind, and body, I surrender myself daily to you. Oh, and I just want to testify. I got to testify. I just want to testify. Oh, amazing grace saved my life. So sweet the journey when you learn to love yourself, accept yourself, forgive yourself, believe in yourself, be yourself, yeah, with amazing grace as your constant friend. Thanks.